Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. We're glad you're with us as always. Today's going to be, today you're stuck with me. And I want to talk about something that goes way back in my life. In 1973, December 27th, I heard the gospel and I responded, gave my life to Christ in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, of all places. Didn't know Jesus was up there, but he was that Christmas break. Within a month, I was introduced to a chapter of scripture that has stuck with me ever since, especially two concepts in that chapter. And this is, you know, over 50 years ago. It was John chapter 15, and you know the chapter, and you know all that's in there. Particularly verse 5 stuck with me, but the two words that have over the years guided me, challenged me, brought me peace, brought me consternation, are the words abiding and pruning, which are both in that chapter. Let me read it to us real quick. Not the whole chapter, but just a portion of it. Jesus says this: I'm the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I'm the vine and you are the branches. Guys, if you never memorize a verse but this one, get this one down, John 15, 5. I'm the vine and you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and they cast them into the fire. And they are burned. We had a bonfire here last night. That's not a pretty picture if you're a branch. This is for everybody else. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it'll be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Yeah, there's so much in there. So much about fruit bearing, so much about what do you do with the branch that's no, you know, all that stuff. But I want to just focus in. I really want to focus in. Sorry, guys, about the train. That is the 752 out of Lochapoca, if you were wondering. I want to focus in on prunes and abide, but I really can't focus in on abide today like I would like to. So let me focus in for a moment on prunes. Not the fruit. He prunes to conform us to his image. That was not a hard concept, by the way, to understand when I was younger. His goal is to align our lives with his will, to align our lives with him. And so to do that, he does the pruning. This is an alignment verse. This is a painful thing when we read it here. It reads as though it's painful, right? Pruning? Well, that's because it is painful. Have you ever seen a pruning shears? You know, imagine getting a finger caught in the pruning shears. They're those little clipper things. They don't look pleasant. I'm a movie guy, a TV guy. I love mysteries. I love spy movies. Way too often in those shows, they grab somebody, they want to get information out of them, you know, they hook up things to electrocute. And all. But one of the things they tend to do is they get those pruning shears and they threaten to cut a finger off if they don't tell them what they want to know, and people tell them pretty quick. Well, Jesus uses this image, not that imagery, but the imagery of the pruning shears and cutting things off like a gardener, very well known in his day with the vineyards and those kind of places that they would be pruning and shearing. No one pursues being pruned, do they? I don't bet anybody on this call that says, I like the pruning process. I like things being cut off of me and removed. Nobody pursues them. But if we could imagine, if we could picture the finished product of the pruning that Jesus talks about, the fruit bearing, I'm 65 years old. Been a lot of pruning in my life, probably more necessary in my life. Butch and I were talking a little bit, more necessary in my life than in the average person's life. I've been that obstinate guy. And so the idea of pruning in my life was never pleasant. But as I look back now and I see where God has pruned and the work that he's done and the results of that pruning, y'all, there are times I wish I'd known I would have rushed into that pruning. Now, I don't know that we'll ever have the sovereign view that God does to where pruning will ever seem like a good idea, but it is an important idea. I'm not a good Calvinist. However, I do believe that we are predestined to the finished product. My life verse has always been Romans 8:28. I want to read real quickly that, and I'll wrap us up here. Romans 8, 28 and 29. And we know that in all things, God works for good for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Here it is. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many. It's a simple concept that we spend our lives working to perfect. Yes, I did say perfect. God's call is for perfection. That may drive you nuts as you spend too much time pondering how far we are from being perfect, right? But that's not his intent. His intent is that we allow, I'm going to stop the clock now because I'm about done. His intent is that we allow those things that don't belong in our lives to be cut away so the things that do belong can grow and flourish and bear more fruit. We are about fruit bearing. This is why Jesus tells us in this chapter that the gardener prunes our lives. The Father will prune our lives to produce more fruit. Man, I just want to go on and on. There's a lot in there. I would encourage you, read John chapter 15 this week. Otherwise, get out there and be the edge.